It was a July night in 2009, and Bob Wilkins, a third-floor tenant at 1244 Main Street, had kicked off his shoes and settled in to watch the 11 o'clock news. As he remembers, apartment neighbors pounded on his door, but he ignored them, mistaking them for, in his words, rowdies. Then he started smelling smoke.
Yeah, and I went downstairs and opened the door to the next floor, and it was very smoky. And it was very hot, so I decided not to go in and went up and waved to the firemen out the window. And they, in very slow motion, took a ladder off the truck and eased it up to me. And I'm on the third floor, and they climbed up and broke the window and got me out of there.
Like most of his neighbors, Wilkins lost all his possessions in the fire. He says the trauma has left psychological and financial wounds. Wilkins now lives in an apartment down the street from his former one. His face is weathered and his smile has gaps. He feels lucky to have survived a blaze that grabbed headlines and took over 19 departments almost 2 days to extinguish. No cause was ever determined, and 4 years later, all that's left of the apartment building and two adjacent properties is an ugly hole in the ground surrounded by a chain-link fence. Wilkins's landlord, Gerald Boardman, owned a convenience store on the first floor. Now that he's lost his business, he spends most weekday mornings sharing coffee with fellow retirees at the St. Johnsbury McDonald's. Unlike his tenants, Boardman had fire insurance, but he says he used it to pay off his mortgages.
What I owed the vendors, I was late on stuff because people hadn't always paid me, and there was a little bit of money left over. But I feel that it's going to cost $5 million to build a new building, and I didn't have $5 million.
Records at the Department of Fire Safety show that Boardman's building had last been inspected in 2002, 7 years before the fire. The only violations reported then concerned electrical outlets. But smoke detectors, Boardman admits, were a chronic problem. By law, they must be hardwired, not just battery run. But for many tenants who hadn't paid their bills, the electricity was turned off, and batteries were often missing or dead.
The state fire marshal would be around, and he would inspect the apartments, and he would write me up. And I would have to go in and put batteries back in. And you know, when I first started the store, yeah, you had to have a smoke detector maybe. But by the time we had the fire, you had to have smoke detectors, they had to be hot-wired in, and they had to have the battery back up.
The Boardman fire was just one in a series that have set St. Johnsbury's downtown ablaze since 2000, and the problem persists. In 2012, another apartment building was totally destroyed by fire. That property is owned by Bruno Ravel, who has declined interviews. Ravel is rebuilding. St. Johnsbury Fire Chief Troy Ruggles says he appreciates private owners and public officials who have been investing in the reconstruction of St. Johnsbury's burned-out blocks. But he says he also wants to see more proactive help for landlords who can't afford to install sprinklers.
We need to get monies into these property owners to allow them to put in sprinkler systems, to put in fire alarm systems, to make their buildings fire safe, so we never have to deal with this again.
A state law makes $40,000 available annually to landlords who apply for help to install sprinklers, capped at $2,000 per building. Fire safety advocates say those funds are inadequate. Meanwhile, in St. Johnsbury, a nonprofit housing agency is eyeing the Boardman site, where a new apartment building would need to meet much higher building and fire code standards than its burned-out predecessor. For VPR News, I'm Charlotte Albright.